You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Raheem Sterling to score in a Man City win is 2-1, having been 29-20. And Boyan to score in a Stoke win is 25-1, having previously been 16-1. Derek, you can have first stab at this one. What do you make of Man City at the moment? They're just plugging away, aren't they? That draw with Newcastle will probably be a little bit disappointing for them, but Stoke seem to have just gone at the...
They were absolutely shocking the other night, Stoke against Tottenham. I mean, 4-0 could have been more. They didn't show anything, nothing up front. Defensively, they were as bad as Everton were at Anfield. I was shocked to see how Stoke performed, and that followed a 4-1 defeat at Anfield as well, when it, you know, they were similarly limited. It's just that Man City are 1-3. 3 days before a European Cup semi-final against Real Madrid, a Man City team that were disappointing against Newcastle, I thought, on Monday night. Kind of tough one to go for, this, you know. City should win, because if Stoke play like they have been playing, they'll get murdered. But if you were a City player, where would your attention be? And we saw in midweek already this week that teams who have their eye on a game later on just don't turn it on. I'm really finding it a troubling fixture to get a handle on. What I might go for here is Stoke plus a goal at 12-5, or even Stoke plus 2 goals at 5-6, because if City, if they go ahead, I don't think they're going to go in search of other goals. A win will do them nicely in the race for the top 3 slot rather than the top 4 slot. So I'll go for Stoke plus 2 goals at 5-6, because, you know, they can lose and you'll still get paid out.
Yeah, it's a good point made by Derek there. That Man City, you have to have one eye on midweek rather than this game, Dave.
Yeah, it's if you could... we're recording this on Thursday. If you could see the Manchester City team news now, you'd be much more inclined to have a bet in this game. And I don't even know if it's about the teams here, Derek. I think it's... I wonder what Manuel Pellegrini's mentality will be, because he'd love to go out in a blaze of glory, getting to a Champions League final and having the possibility of winning it. Whereas for him to secure Manchester City a place in the top four doesn't... make hide nor hair, does it? It makes no difference to him whatsoever. So if Manchester City do rest players with a view to Tuesday's home game against Real Madrid, then you might be inclined to have a look at Stoke, some sort of Stoke market. I wouldn't back them at 9-1 to win this game, because they have gone at it at the moment. That defeat against Tottenham, albeit Tottenham played well, Stoke were devoid of any... I mean, Shaqiri got taken off with a hamstring problem at half-time, but he didn't look in the slightest bit interested in the first 45 minutes in this match. And it is inconceivable that Pep Guardiola will come to Manchester City in the summer and not have Champions League football, but they need to win this game if they're going to guarantee that. They've got to... because Arsenal and Manchester United are showing no signs of letting up, so they need to win this game, really. Stoke actually won this fixture last season, having lost the previous 6 trips to the Etihad without scoring. If Aguero starts in this game, you've got to be looking at him to score. He's 7-10 to score in this match, which is fair. He's got 14 in his last 13 Premier League games, but I'm not sure they'll risk him. Manchester City have lost 5 of their 17 Premier League games at home this season, which is incredible. They've lost 3 of the last 5 as well. 1-3 looks mightily short if you are using those stats. And given that they've only lost 5 in their previous 86 matches at the Etihad, they've been pretty dismal at home this season, Manchester City. If we had team news and Man City played a strong lineup, I think they'd win comprehensively. But recording this on Thursday afternoon, you've got to be looking at a pro Stoke bet. So I'll go Stoke plus 2, the bet that Derek mentioned, 5-6, Stoke plus a couple of goals in this game, and hope they show just a little bit of pride on Saturday afternoon in front of the cameras against Manchester City, because there wasn't any the other night against Spurs.
Yeah, I don't think Mark Hughes is the type of manager that will stand for that. Two pretty disappointing defeats in a row, taking on a Man City side that really don't want this game.
And when you think they're going for their highest ever finish, Stoke, that made the performance the other night even more disappointing.
Yeah, and he's a former Man City manager, of course, isn't he? So he should have them fired up.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.